Hi friends, my name is Stephanie Sparks, and I'm on staff and worship at Huffman UMC, and I also currently serve on the North Alabama Conference Adult Discipleship Committee. Today, as we begin this journey through Holy Week, I invite you to consider Jesus' words from the cross. Spend time with them this week, meditate on them, and ask yourself how you relate to these statements and what they encourage you with or challenge you with. Sometimes, I know for me this is true, I'm so familiar with the Passion narrative and these scriptures that we read every Holy Week, or I think I'm so familiar with them, that I don't just sit with them or consider the weight of them. What do they mean for me? This isn't just a recounting of something that happened in the past. We have a living hope in Jesus Christ. And this week especially, we are reminded that we are loved and known by our Savior and God who loves us. One of the things I love about and I'm constantly amazed by, even though I've experienced it time and time again, is the power of Scripture. Considering and meditating on it, praying through it, recognizing when the Holy Spirit is speaking to us right where we are. Sometimes it hits us square in the face, and sometimes it's the slow burn that we might not even realize until we've sat with it for a bit. So I invite you again this week to spend some time prayerfully considering Jesus' words from the cross, how these last statements he made before his death speak to us. More than likely, in this moment, at this time and place, we'll walk away with different things as we frame these words within whatever season we each find ourselves. Before we consider a few thoughts on these statements, I invite you to first hear the words from the first half of Psalm 22. And this is from the Message. God, God, my God, why did you dump me miles from nowhere? Doubled up with pain, I call to God all the day long. No answer, nothing. I keep at it all night, tossing and turning. And you, are you indifferent above it all, leaning back on the cushions of Israel's praise? We know you were there for our parents. They cried for your help and you gave it. They trusted and lived a good life. And here I am, a nothing, an earthworm, something to step on, to squash. Everyone pokes fun at me. They make faces at me. They shake their heads. Let's see how God handles this one. Since God likes him so much, let him help him. And to think you were midwife at my birth, setting me at my mother's breasts. When I left the womb, you cradled me. Since the moment of birth, you've been my God. Then you moved far away, and trouble moved in next door. I need a neighbor. Herds of bulls come at me. The raging bulls stampede, horns lowered, nostrils flaring like a herd of buffalo on the move. I'm a bucket, kicked over and spilled. Every joint in my body has been pulled apart. My heart is a blob of melted wax in my gut. I'm dry as a bone, my tongue black and swollen. They have led me out for burial in the dirt. Now packs of wild dogs come at me. Thugs gang up on me. They pin me down hand and foot and lock me in a cage, a bag of bones in a cage, stared at by every passerby. They take my wallet and the shirt off my back and then throw dice for my clothes. You, God, don't put off my rescue. Hurry and help me. Don't let them cut my throat. Don't let those mongrels devour me. If you don't show up soon, I'm done for. Gored by the bulls, meat for the lions. Even as he is facing death in such a cruel, terrible, and dehumanizing way, Jesus' words from the cross are compassionate. They're caring, honest, and clear. At least this is how these phrases are speaking to me right now. I again encourage you to sit with them. See how Jesus' words from the cross minister to you. I hear his compassion and concern from his prayer from the cross when he prays, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. I also hear it through his words of affirmation, acceptance, and assurance that he offers to the thief on the cross beside him. As Jesus says, don't worry. Today you will join me in paradise. I also hear it in the caring for his mother when he says, "Woman, here is your son," and to the disciple that he loved, "Here is your mother." How are you experiencing Jesus's compassion and concern today? How do you offer it to others? I'm also reminded in the midst of these phrases that Jesus knows how we feel when something is happening that we hoped could be different, whether there was an actual possibility that it could be different or not. That feeling of being forsaken or abandoned is something in one way or another, whether we want to admit it or not, that we understand. We're reminded of Jesus' humanity in a deep and emotional way through these words. Jesus says, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" We also see an understanding of purpose, and that purpose being completed through Jesus saying, "I thirst," to that thirst being quenched. Then John and Luke give us two phrases for Jesus' acknowledgement that it was over. He says simply, "It is finished." And then also, "Into your hands I commend my spirit." The message says, "Father, I place my life in your hands." This declarative expression of trust that sounds like the end, but we know it's just the beginning. Listen to the rest of Psalm 22 from the message. "Here's the story I'll tell my friends when they come to worship and punctuate it with hallelujahs. Shout hallelujah, you God worshipers. Give glory, you sons of Jacob. Adore him, you daughters of Israel. He has never let you down, never looked the other way when you were being kicked around. He has never wandered off to do his own thing. He has been right there, listening." Here in this great gathering for worship, I have discovered this praise life, and I'll do what I promised right here in front of the God worshipers. Down and outer, sit at God's table and eat their fill. Everyone on the hunt for God is here praising him. Live it up from head to toe. Don't ever quit. From the four corners of the earth, people are coming to their senses, are running back to God. Long-lost families are falling on their faces before him. God has taken charge. From now on, he has the last word. All the power mongers are before him, worshiping. All the poor and powerless too, worshiping. Along with those who never got it together, worshiping. Our children and their children will get on this as the word is passed along from parent to child. Babies not yet conceived will hear the good news that God does what he says. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we thank you for Jesus' words from the cross. These words that are full of compassion, acceptance, care, intention, and purpose. As we remember them, consider them, and pay attention to what they speak to us on this day and in this moment, help us remember we are loved with an intentionality beyond our comprehension and imagination. May these words continue to be balm for our weary soul and hopeful threads for the tapestry of our testimonies of how we are experiencing salvation and sharing the hope of the cross. Amen.